Hello, my name is Vidal, and today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2017, and this is The Journey. This is the conversation that we are having on leadership, culture, and creativity. And one of the things that has been on the news, and I said news in a sense of the Christian world, and I'm going to assume even beyond Christianity or the Christian environment, is the death and the separation of Dr. R.C. Sproul. Personally, that was a shocking reality for me, although as people continue to say about his health and condition was deteriorating, yet for me personally it was a difficult thing to process, and not only because of the impact that he has and had in my life, but especially because of what I do as a pastor, and I pastor First Baptist Church in the city of Far. I am surrounded by experiences and people and families that, unfortunately, more than I want to admit, they're going through the separation of loved ones, illness, the same thing with health issues. And so this is a very common picture for me. And yet, one of the things that is calling my attention within the last few days, because he died, Dr. R.C. Sproul died last Thursday, it's to hear from multiple sources, and I say multiple sources because of the internet, because of podcast, the influence that he had in this generation and even the previous one, in a sense that he impacted through his ministry, and obviously technology magnifies a lot of what he has done in a sense of the teaching and the preaching and this very, very focused attention and focus perception on the rediscovering and recapturing the essence of the gospel and the teaching of the scriptures. And so when we think about the work that he developed and the legacy that he leaves behind, it is exactly the same pattern that I see when we talk about individuals around us, whether it is a mom, dad, grandfather, and unfortunately even young people, when they finish their days on this earth. It has to do with the work that they do, with the task that they developed, and the things that eventually become transcendent, especially when it comes to the influence and the legacy that you leave behind. So when I think about the season of Christmas, when I think about this time of the year, and we are only a few days away from celebrating the birth of Jesus, has to be filtered, has to be placed within the context of the work of Jesus. Obviously, his birth reflects part of the work, the fact that he is born out of a virgin, the fact that he is the fulfillment not only of the law, but also the fulfillment of so many prophecies towards the arrival of Messiah. But specifically, I want us to talk about the work that he did prior to conception. The Bible describes Jesus as the everlasting, as the one with no beginning and no end. He is transcendent. He is Lord. We discussed that on Sunday because of the name that is given to him, the name that is above every single or every other name. It is that name of lordship or Lord that describes someone who is an owner, a husband, and the one thing that I want us to just take a few minutes and think about, how he is crowned, how he is described as the Lord of Lords, as the King of Kings, so not just of the Jews, not just the King of the Jews, but also the King of all kings. It's exactly through his work. It's exactly through his deeds, how he went about through 33 years on earth. And part of the discussion that we have had in the past, and this is why we are bringing this up again, is to go back into the Bible description of the book of Philippians, which is where we have been on our Sunday conversations at First Baptist. And specifically, when we think about this beautiful narrative that Paul describes of the nothingness that he becomes or he makes himself, And on verse 7 of chapter 2, he says that this experience of making himself nothing is by taking the very nature of a servant. And while he's in the condition of a servant, he makes himself in human likeness. And the beautiful thing about the humanity of Jesus is that he finds himself, in verse 8, in the appearance as a man. And now, here's where things turn into a different direction. He comes and revitalizes and reshapes and retakes the concept of humanity. Because in the condition or the appearance of human likeness, he humbles himself. And this humility takes him into a life of obedience, and the obedience that eventually is going to fulfill the purpose of his arrival or the Christmas season, which is death, and even death on a cross. So it seems to me that because of the direction and the essence and the purpose of his life on earth, this process of humility and obedience and even death on a cross is simply the unfolding of the narrative of God. So coming back to Dr. R.C. Sproul, coming back to the individuals that we know and that we are surrounded with, family members, our very own lives, if we were to die today, if we were to finish our journey on earth, would our lives be remembered, be described as those who joined the purpose, the journey of God? Because Christmas is exactly that. Is God bringing us his own son for the purpose of this son by the name of Jesus to show us how to join and the purpose, the journey, the description of God is for us to join what he has already been doing in the things that he is doing today. So again, so taking back into the confession, into the name of that is given above every name, this name Lord, this name husband or owner. It's interesting that for Jesus, based on what we just read, is this journey of servanthood that is going to make him or is going to restore him into his lordship, into the everything that belongs to him, into how he literally rules over everything. And as Americans, as Westerners, we obviously struggle with this description, with these words of lordship, because we love to think in the concept of democracy, in the concept of equality in our generation. But the reality, here's the reality, is that what we need, what the heart of man needs, is exactly that lordship of someone or something. In this case, because there's no comparison to the lordship of Jesus to anyone else, it is pretty obvious that we were created to be under his lordship or his submission. But in this case, we have to be careful that this lordship of this ownership, this husband, rules over us, because life tells us that there is no neutrality. We are either lord by Jesus and his majesty and his purpose and his 33 years on earth, or we are lord by someone or something else. The last thing that we need is more of this personal lordship, personal autonomy, personal indulgence and self-gratification. We need a generation of men and women, as we, again, remember Dr. R.C. Sproul. He will be remembered by the authority and the ownership and the lordship of Jesus over his life. That is reflected on not only what he taught, what he presented through the teaching ministry and the preaching ministry, but it is pretty amazing how men and women around him described this character transformation, this journey of mimicking and reflecting and expressing the character of Jesus, that eventually, on verse 9, he says, God exalted him, talking about Jesus, and exalted him to the highest place. And within the highest place, within this experience of being lifted up, it is God who gave him the name that is above every name. So this morning we celebrate, obviously, the gift of Jesus, the gift of Christmas. but also we celebrate the lives of men and women that now have gone to join him in this exaltation, this experience of simply joining creation as a whole in this magnificent culmination that at the end, the exaltation of Jesus, the name that is given to him above every name for us is literally the beauty of ultimately obtaining, knowing, fellowshipping, and worshiping Jesus. That is the win. That is the win. It's got to be Jesus. I mean, and there's no other way to look at the beauty of this temporary separation that someone like Dr. R.C. Sproul goes through, and specifically the journey that we will eventually all of us join as we one day also get to exalt in for eternity. My name is Vidal again, and I thank you for spending some time with us this morning. I hope and you pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday and the rest of this week as well.